not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the disciple of Prakashananda Saraswati, is quoting one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, in which it is said, simply for understanding, if you waste your time, but if you do not practically apply yourself, then it is simply a waste of time. There is a very nice story in our college days, in logic class, our professor, Purnachandra Sen, he cited a very nice example that a student approached a teacher and the contract was that he wanted to become a law student, lawyer. And the contract was that when the student will appear in the court after being duly qualified as lawyer, then he will pay the remuneration of the student. This was the contract between the, so that the teacher may very quickly make him qualified. The teacher said, yes, I shall make you qualified within 1 year. So this is, you have to pay me $5 million or like that, something. So, when he was qualified, passed his law examination, he said, now you come, you practice in the court. He said, no, I am not going to practice. Then pay me. Well, how can I pay? If I practice, then I pay, but I am not going to practice. So, this kind of law student, that he has learned all laws, he has become lawyer officially by his degree, but he is not going to practice. So, similarly, if we simply know what is Brahman, what is not Brahma, but do not practice, it is just like that. It is useless waste of time. If you become a medical man, but if you don't practice as a medical man, then why should you take so much trouble? Similarly, those gyanis and yogis, they do not take to the devotional service of Krishna consciousness, which is practical. If you, so far we are trying to be practically employed in Krishna's service. That is our wisdom. We may not be Hatha yogi or Dhyana yogi or this yogi or that yogi or a very learned scholar that we can distinguish and interpret that not to Krishna but to myself. In this way I can waste my time. But if I do not apply myself the purpose, then what is the use? That is stated. Such class of man simply trying to understand what is Brahma, what is not Brahma, but practically he will simply be engaged in material sense in the art. He will not give up anything, even not smoking, anything will not give, everything will keep in contact. But he'll discuss very scholarly, this is not Brahma, this is Brahma. This is simply waste of time. Tishan Klisalaiva Vasishyate. Therefore, such persons who are simply wasting their time in that way, if they think that I have become liberated, the Bhagavad says that their intelligence is not purified. They are less intelligent, still. Because they are not, the result of his being qualified is not being utilized. He is not engaged in Krishna consciousness. The whole thing is that you have to meditate. When meditate, you have to practice the Hatha Yoga. Hatha Yoga is the practice for the person who is too much addicted to this world. One who has got very stubborn conviction that I am this body, for them, such foolish creatures are recommended that you try to exercise and see what is there within you, meditation. But one who knows that I am not this body, he begins immediately that I am not this body, I am pure soul, I am part and parcel of the Supreme Law. So my duty is to serve the Supreme. And it is very simple too. If I am part and parcel of the Supreme, then what is my duty? As you can understand from any example, as you have said several times discussed, the part and parcel of my body, this hands, legs, or they are engaged in service of the whole body. The part and parcel of this body, hands, what is this meant for? It is meant for serving the whole body. Similarly, if I am part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, then what is my duty? And my duty is to abide by the orders of the Lord. That is the first line. All Vedic scriptures. And Bhagavad Gita is the essence of all Vedic scripture and says, Sarva Dharmaan Paritrajamamikam Saranam Bhajam. You give up all other engagements, just be surrendered unto me and be engaged in my service. This is perfect. So, one who does not know these simple facts, then he may go on indulging, wasting his time by meditation, by cultivation of knowledge, by exercise, expressing knows, so many things. He's not in the actually, in the actual position. So such person, in spite of their austerity, in spite of their severe penances, arujyakachyuna parampadam tata, although they realize that here is the absolute truth, and here is the light, or here is the essence, but because they do not engage in the devotional service of the Lord, or because they have no shelter under the lotus feet of the Lord, they fall down. Surely they fall. The same example. You may go very high on Sputnik, 10,000 miles off from this earth. But if you have no shelter there, then naturally you have to come back again. You may go high, very high, that's all right. But if you don't approach the moon planet or Venus planet or any other planet for which he started, but these people that are so foolish, they are taking simply class by wandering in the space 80,000 miles. They think this is our purpose. Because I have come so high and 20,000 miles off from the Earth planet and there is clapping, Sputnik, but where is your result? The result must reach to the moon planet then. That is mine. Similarly, all these exercises, all this cultivation of knowledge, if they do not reach to the lotus feet of Krishna, they are sure to come down again to this material appeal. That's sure. Because they have no test for Krishna. They have to come again for opening hospitals and so on. So many activities, material activities. Dharuja Krishna Parampadamutata Patantya. This is Parda. Patantya Anadita Jusma Dangaha. My dear God, because they have neglected your lotus feet. Brahma sabde kahe sarai sajya purna bhagavad tare nidvise sthati punnata hai ani. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again says that, not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'm sorry, that disciple, the chief disciple of Prakashana Saraswati, he is repeating what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained about Vedanta Sutta. He also accepts, yes, Brahma, the great means, he is great in all respects. He is great in richness, he is great in strength, he is great in power, he is great in knowledge, he is great in pronouncement, then he is great. So, if a man is the greatest man in richness, greatest man in power, greatest man in fame, greatest man in knowledge, greatest man in beauty, then where is the impersonal? These are all personal qualifications. So, Brahma, or the Supreme, or the Absolute Truth, cannot be impersonal. Impersonal may be a feature but ultimately he is person. Shruti Puran kahe Krishna chit shakti vilas kaha nahi mani pandit pari upahas. So Shruti means Vedas. The Vedas clearly say that all these manifestations, they are out of the energy. Janmadasajataha, from this fountain head, from the supreme source, the energy, just like the electric light, it is very brilliant, illuminating. But this is energy emanating from the powerhouse. The powerhouse is person. It is managed by a person, executive engineer or resident engineer. So when you go, the government, United States, externally, ephemerally, it appears impersonal. But if you go deep into the matter, you see that there is president, a person. So ultimately, a person, Bhagavan, the supreme personality of God, ultimately. That is the evidence from all Vedic scriptures. Tahanahi mani pandit kari upahas, and these impersonally, they do not accept this personal aspect of the absolute truth, and they love as the devotees, they are thinking that the devotees are less intelligent. But, and the devotees are there also thinking they are less intelligent. But you have to decide who is less intelligent. If you, from the Vedic literature, if you do not accept the decision and the essence of Vedic literature is Bhagavad Gita, and it is clearly stated that when understood, Arjuna understood Bhagavad Gita, he clearly accepted him that Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Param Bhavan. You are the Supreme Lord. And nobody knows your personality. So personality is accepted. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says that the Vipadika of all Vedic literature is to accept the Supreme Personality of God. Siddhananda Krishna Vigraha Manikari Mani Hei Varo Paar Sattva Chaitanya Nirvana. Now, the disciple of Prakashananda Saraswati is admitting that God is person, he is body is spiritual, but we do not accept it. It is the greatest offense. It is the greatest offense. How it is offense? Suppose you are my friend, and if I say, you have no eyes, you have no hand, you have no leg, you have no tongue, you have no leg means you are lame man. You have no eyes means you are blind man. You have no hand means that means I am calling you by all illness. You are blind, you are lame, you are nonsense, you are rascal. Are they not offenses against the friend? If I say you have no eyes, it is gentlemanly speaking that you are blind. If I directly say you are blind, will you be very nice? Will you be very happy upon me? No. If I say, if you have no legs, suppose if I say, if you have no bread, that means you are rascal, you are fool. So these impersonalities, they are always, I am trying to understand how God is eyeless, handless, legless, all less. Simply he has got eyes to see beautiful things. He has got his hand to touch my things. No, these are offenses. According to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these are great offense against God. So therefore, they are life after life. They are studying this impersonalism, but there is no perfection. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Bahunam Janmanamante Janavanman Prabhupada. Simply by knowledge is not liberation. Otherwise, why it is stated Bahunam Janma? Janma means that it's not liberation. If you are again to take birth in material body, that means you are not liberated. In Bhagavad Gita, it is specifically stated Bahunam Janmanamante. That means after many births, so their acceptance of material body will continue. But when he understands Vasudeva Sarvamiti, when he comes to that point, that God is everything, Krishna is everything, then his perfection is there. Siddhananda Krishna Vigraha Maheshwari Mani, Eivaro Pa. This is a great and sinful conclusion that God is impersonal. Nasta parang parama jad bhavata sarupam ananda mastra vikalpam avivakta varcha pashyami vyasta siddhar eka vishramatman bhutendriyat makadastu upasito smi. This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, ninth chapter, in which the Lord is prayed by Brahma. Na atah param parama jad bhavata svarupam ananda matram. The personality which I have now seen, that is the highest goal or the topmost understanding of the Absolute Truth. Natah param. There is no beyond. So even if you are in the consciousness of impersonal Brahma, there is far advantage. What is that? Our Paramatma, the super soul understanding. And when you are in the super soul understanding, you have to go further. Because the super soul is reflection. Of course, there is no difference between the reflection and the substance in the spiritual world. Still, it is reflection. Just like the sun. Sun is on your head. But his reflection can be perceived by everyone standing within this, under the sun. Suppose you are here. The sun is above your head, and there are, you ask other persons who are 5,000 miles or 500 miles away from you, where is sun? He will say, that sun is on my head. So everyone will say, sun is on my head. Similarly, although sun is warm, he is perceived that he is in everyone's heart, everyone's head. Similarly, the Lord, although he is one, he is situated in Vaikuntha, but he is Brahma, he is the greatest. He is greater than the 4 million times, or unlimited times greater than us. Then he is reflected in everyone's heart. That is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Ishvara sarvabhutana riddhesu arjuna tishtati. Ishvara, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, is situated in the heart of every living being. Now, this reflection, although there is no difference between this reflection of the Supreme Lord, Super Soul, and the Supreme Lord, still, he is not Supreme Lord. You have to still go further. You have to search out the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, Brahma says, now I am seeing your personality, so, there is nothing beyond this. Natah param. Parama jad bhavata sarupa. Now, here it is your real form or real identity. Bhavata sarupa. And what is that sarupa? What is that identity? Ananda matra. It is simply reservoir of pleasure. This is a form of Krishna. Form of Krishna means there is no shadow of any material contamination. Ananda matram. Ananda matram avikalpa avidhavarcha. And not that. Suppose we are sometimes happy and next time I'm unhappy. But this ananda is eternal. There is no cessation. Ananda matram. Pashyami visvasidam eva visvatman. So I am seeing now, personally, Vishwasya, the creator are the whole manifestation. Vishasyam, Visham Atman, and you are the soul of all manifestation. Bhutim Vyatmakam Astu Parsitosme. So you are the original source of all creation, all body, all Atma, all soul, everything. So I surrender unto you. This is one nice verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Tadba idamabhu manamangala mangalaya dhyani svano darshita ta upasakaham tasmai namo bhagavati anubhudrema suddhyam jina jita naraka bhavati rasatta. Now, Brahma says that this form is bhuvana mangala, this form, Krishna, is meant for all auspicity for everyone. Bhuvana mangalaya, dhyanesma darshitana upasakana, those who are observing you in meditation. Meditation means to concentrate the mind only on Krishna or Vishnu. This is meditation. I do not know, nowadays so many meditators are there. They have no object. Something they try to think of, impersonal, non-manifesting. And that is connect in Bhagavad Gita. Those who are trying to meditate upon that impersonal voice, that simply, taking unnecessary trouble. If you want to meditate, just meditate on Krishna. All the Paramatma, the Chaturbhuj Vishnu, 400 Vishnu. That is the process of meditation as you have recommended. So, why should we go to the impersonal or wildness of meditation and waste our time? Yes. Any questions? Prajjamanitam saranam. So, you give up all nonsensical engagement, just surrender. This is the purpose of it. And this is explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that astonished them. Therefore they say that Vedamaya Mukti Tumi Sakshat Nahas. You are just the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it appears. And you are personified Vedanta. Therefore, we criticized you formally. Please excuse us.